Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving the parenting question of the week so you don't have to. So this week's question is from Emily, who asks, what do you do when your child, 3 years old, is afraid of the loud flush in public restrooms? Emily, I laughed so hard when we got this question because this totally was true for my 3 year old, who is now much older. Only one of my kids was scared of this. This is very binary. Kids either don't care at all about this or care very, very much. And I will tell you, this is not forever. This is just right now, but you're in it. So I'm going to give you some ideas. The first thing is that, you know, they auto flush at what feel like unpredictable times, but it's supposed to be when the sensor senses you standing up, like something's in front of it, and then you stand up and nothing's in front of it anymore. And that's when it flushes. And there's a way around this, which is just to put your hand over the sensor while your kid is sitting on the toilet. That should keep it from flushing. And if touching any part of the toilet is too gross for you, Asha Dornfest of Parent Hacks goes one better. She says you can put toilet paper over it and that works. Or if you're really organized, you can have post-it notes and put those over the sensor and it will prevent the auto flush function from happening. I'm going to put the picture of this up on Instagram and Twitter because it's very useful. So check us there at What Fresh Hellcast if you want to see a picture of where the sensor is. Now, we'll say this usually worked for me and then it didn't always work. And so the unpredictability of it was still very scary for my kid. I asked my daughter, who was my kid who was afraid of this and isn't anymore, what was it that scared her? And she said, to my surprise, that she was actually afraid of falling in. And it occurs to me that if I had known that back then, I would have given her some sort of magical thinking that helped her. Like I would have held her hand, or I would have held her shoes, or I would have just done something like, you can't fall in, and I'm going to show you how you can't fall in. You do this. Rather than try to reason with them about the mechanics of it, I think just putting a little bit of, like I said, that magical thinking in place is usually enough for them. If they're afraid of the noise, then you, if you're at the airport, put the noise-canceling headphones on them before you go in the bathroom. Or say, we don't like that loud noise and we're going to sing Baby Shark really loudly the whole time so we don't even hear the flush. And who cares if the person in the stall next to you hears, like, you're doing what you got to do. This is a brief and intense parenting moment. So I say, don't be afraid to accommodate. Have a plan in place. I know you don't like that loud noise. Here's what we're going to do. I know you feel like you're going to fall in. You definitely won't, but I'm going to hold your shoes and then you'll feel safe. If none of that works, use a little magical thinking. Talk to the toilet, say, hey, you leave my little girl alone, get her laughing. And I hope that helps. Emily, let us know how it goes. Send us your parenting questions. Margaret or I might answer yours next. You can ask on our Facebook page at What Fresh Hellcast, or just send us an email, info@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us